The next question, this is Dr. Olivero dictating for November the 8th of 2023. The first patient is Alan Forbes. The last name is F, like in Foxtrot, O, R, like in Roger, B, like in Boy, E, S, like in Sierra, Forbes. This is the 77-year-old white male that is a Vietnam veteran that was referred to this office by Dr. Zaborski. Z like in zebra, A, B like in beta, O, I like in Roger, S, K like in kilo, Y, Zaborski, because of the presence of the nephrotic syndrome. Period. This patient has known about the proteinuria for over a year, and there is a progressing and significant deterioration of the kidney function. Currently, the patient has a in the comprehensive metabolic profile, the serum creatinine is up to 2.34. The estimated GFR is 28. But most importantly, this patient has a proteinuria that is consistent with a 4,057 milligrams per gram of creatinine, period. Because of this aggressive nephrotic syndrome in a patient that is asymptomatic, we order the workup in which the ANCA vasculitis was ruled out through protease, as well as myeloperoxidase that were negative. Anti-double strand DNA was negative. Anti-GBM was negative. The patient had a hemoglobin A1C reported at 5, which he has excellent blood pressure, blood sugar control. In the saturation of iron at 19%, the patient is going to be taking new iron at 150 milligrams daily. The lipid panel is within normal range. The uric acid is within normal range. The patient has a vitamin B12, 262, which is in the low levels. We are going to start the patient on 500 micrograms PO daily. The 21 vitamin C is negative. Hepatitis profile was negative. Taking into consideration that this patient is a patient with Agent Orange, the possibility of amyloidosis has to be entertained. The C3 and C4 have not been reported. The patient is going to be scheduled for a biopsy in January because he wants to wait after the holidays. We are going to submit the request to the lab for the kidney biopsy, and we are going to attach the results of the laboratory workup. And we are going to mention the possibility of amyloidosis. Number two. Arterial hypertension. In the blood pressure log, the reported blood pressure in different times of the day is not higher than 141/74. He says that because of the stress, he has a white coat syndrome. Today's blood pressure is 180/88. We're going to provide a clonidine 0.1 milligrams to take the date of the biopsy 1 hour prior, and a second tablet could be given if the blood pressure is still elevated at the time of the biopsy. Following number, taking into consideration that the patient has a very aggressive nephrotic syndrome, we are going to start the patient on Jardiance because he's a VA patient. We are going to give him samples of 10 milligrams PO daily, side effects of the Jardiance, and what to do with the side effects were discussed at length with this patient. We are going to increase the dose to 25 milligrams after 2 weeks. If the patient remains in a stable condition. Likewise, we are going to start the patient on Kerendia, 10 milligrams every day. The prescription was called to the pharmacy Publix. We know that the VA doesn't carry this medication. And we will start it after we see the results of the laboratory workup once the patient is established on Jardiance 25. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, the remote history of gout. Following number, history of Lyme disease. Following number, exposure to Agent Orange and the possibility of amyloidosis is entertained. Following number, post-traumatic stress disorder. The ultrasound of the peritoneum was normal. My small cysts. Re-evaluation after the kidney biopsy.